Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. It is Friday night. Oh, my God. Is it that time already? Yes, it is. It's an amazing time because I have amazing people that write me amazing questions. And I'm, if I get off the word amazing, I'll be happy tonight. I have as a guest, and I really love this woman. She is a very special mystery writer to me. Almost as fun as Elaine Veitz, but I enjoy her writing as well as I like others. And I'm going to get in depth, and she knows it. The lovely and talented, and I could say she's lovely. I don't want her husband to kill me. The lovely and talented Jennifer Chase. Hello, Jennifer.
Hello. How are you doing tonight?
Well,
it's
with
Friday
a beautiful
night.
Lady
just
right next to me in studio, I'm great, you know.
And it's a Friday night. How did I get so lucky?
Well, okay. Yeah, I think I'm lucky. You could be. I'm lucky. I have a beautiful lady next to me in studio, and it's great, and it's wonderful, and it's magnificent. And I think your fans are all out because I've been getting comments on the website about you. Not about you personally, but about, you know, they have questions they want to probe.
Ah, that's always so fun. Bring it on.
Okay, well, I'm telling you, see, I don't want you to hit me. Do not hit the host. He's just asking the question. I got a couple that I'm taking off the list, like, oh, how are you, Mama? You know, it's like, off the list. You know. But all kidding aside, I mean, there are a couple I get. It's like, do you have questions for the author? You know, it's like, you know. Mama, you look fine. I'm like, yeah, right. Okay, let's avoid that one. I know. Because some of these people are lovely people. Okay. Let me, I love this lady, not personally, but Paula asked, in your bio it says your love of libraries made you a good reader and writer. Could you explain that?
Well, when I was a little kid, the first time I ever had a book, I don't know how old I was, but I just have been fascinated with books. I just wanted more and more, and I went from the picture books to, you know, anything that's an adventure, and then, of course, finally into, you know, Nancy Drew books. And every week, my mom, when I was about 5 or 6, she would take me to the library, and she always said, now, you know, don't get too many books. And, of course, here I am. You can hear me in the corner. I'm piling up books all over the table. And she says, are you sure you're going to be able to read all those? And it's like, yes, I have to. So I was fascinated by books, especially when I was young. I love animals, as I do now. And so I was always fascinated by animal stories and anything that was adventure-filled. So
remind
that was
me
like
to send
my first
you
book.
Old Yeller for Christmas.
Oh, no, no, no.
or a Rin Tin Tin book.
Well, it's funny you should say that because I recently, well, not real recent, but the dog I have now, I always have a dog, is actually a German Shepherd. So my very first German Shepherd. So some people say he looks kind of like Rin Tin Tin. And I said, no, I don't think so. But
The only German Shepherd I owned was a ex-police dog in Florida,
oh,
where I lived a long time ago. They would say either destroy the dog or train somebody else with him. I know, this is what Florida, this is a couple of years ago. And so I picked him up. I kept his name. I trained him for a little while.
Wow.
He was a great dog, except he was a police dog, and they had a sense of humor because he was one of those canine units. They had one dog called Beelzebub, and they had my dog, which was called Satan.
Oh.
Not Satin, Satan.
Wow. So they don't just retire them? The handler didn't want the dog?
And the handler didn't want the dog because he was going to be a detective. And Florida
didn't have
says,
time.
Yeah. And so basically, the lovely man said, "Would you take my dog?" And for about 4 years, I had a dog, a shepherd.
Wow.
And yeah.
They're
and
a funny. They're a great, loyal, just amazing dog. But also, they're funny. I didn't realize that shepherds could be so quirky and funny. Yeah, I've always had labs, so he's been quite the character. And I tell you, when I go out hiking, nobody bothers me, you know, when you have a German Shepherd.
Well, when you have a Shepherd, they don't want to bother you. But I tell you, I had, this is years and years ago, this is not yesterday, I had a young lady over the house and tried to be social and kissed the young lady, and the dog gets his face in the way, you know.
Yep. Yes.
So they are they're an adorable breed. I love them dearly, and when I put him down, I said no more shepherds. I love him, but he had scoliosis of the back, and when I had to put him down, it was so emotional for years.
Right.
But
I can imagine.
Oh, yeah,
I know.
I love Satan. Yeah, it's like you love Satan. Yes.
Did people go, "Oh, what's your dog's name?"
I'm sorry?
Did people go, "Oh, what's your dog's name?" And you'd say Satan.
Oh,
did
yeah,
they
used
kidding?
To say, "Oh, what's your dog's name?" I said, "Satan." And they're like, "You're kidding." No. You named him Satan? No, I didn't name him Satan. That was the number. But he was an ex-police dog. He was loved. Everybody loved him. And, I love a good dog like anybody else. He was a great dog. I loved him. Dana asks this question. I want to make sure these people get their questions, because if not,
okay,
they're going to kill me.
Okay.
Would you write in another format? Would you write a computer game with your characters, or would you write...
Oh, great question.
Let me finish up, because I want to make sure I get all of her questions, because she's getting crazy. Would you write a computer game with your characters, or basically in another genre? Okay.
Well, Dina, actually, written screenplays. So actually that's what I wrote first before I started going down the novel road. But it's interesting you said about the computer game, because I've had a few people, actually a fair number of people, make a comment that my character Emily Stone would make a really good computer game. So that's kind of in the back of my mind. I thought that was a very interesting concept of a computer game.
So
and,
are you going to ever do one, you think?
I don't know, but I'm open to it. It's not on the plan for the next several books, but it is something that's intriguing to me. And of course, one of my biggest dreams would be to write a screenplay for a motion picture. That's my big.
You realize if you have a radio host, I will go in and I will step up and play that radio host for you, so that way you have a real life radio host that you could go and, yeah, I know a radio host good. Ben, can you do a voiceover? Sure.
That's right.
Yeah, Emily can call me anytime she wants, 24/7. I'll be available. Okay.
But as
Chuck
far
asked,
as as far as another genre, meaning, instead of mysteries or thrillers, like historical or romance.
Exactly.
I don't know. I'm a little interested in like historical fiction, especially. I live in California, and there's a lot of very interesting stories back in the 1800s. And I thought, well, what if there was a serial killer in the 1800s? In California. And so it's intriguing, the historical fiction.
So when are you writing the book? I'll write the foreword. You write the book. I'll write the foreword.
Deal.
She thinks I'm kidding. I'm not kidding. I will write the foreword.
Historical fiction.
Yeah. You write it. I'll write the foreword. I loved it. There's an old show, I don't know if you remember, Chuck Norris and Walker, Texas Ranger.
Oh, of course.
And he, you know, he had that Texas Ranger character in the Old West that they did in like fifth season, sixth season, ninth season. And it was interesting enough. I mean, it's like, yeah, they kept the Walker spirit with the characters and everything else, but it was fascinating what they did. And I would love you to just
I think
take
that's a
an
really
Emily
neat,
Stone.
Neat twist. Yeah, what would happen if Emily Stone was around in 1850s or 60s? That's a very intriguing thought. Now I'm going to go to bed tonight, and I'm going to have a dream about it.
Well, no. What you could do is basically she's following somebody, and they hit her in the head, and
yep.
she's unconscious.
She's in a coma. She's in a coma for
a
couple of days.
You know what I mean. And
yeah.
Basically, yeah, this is, she wakes up and she's in a, she's still in a coma, but she's in the West. You know?
That's right.
But with the same Emily Stone, modern day Emily Stone in there, but she's in the West, even though, you know, why am I dressed like this? And suddenly, at the end, somebody hits her in the head again, and she comes back, you know. But it was, you know.
She ends up
getting the
bad guy in the end, you know. And then she
either
gets hit in the head or falls down a something. Maybe an old mine shaft.
Okay. You realize if this becomes a book, I want you to make sure that you thank me somewhere.
Well, you know it.
It's not my idea, but it's, you know, it's like, yeah, I have proof. She did it on my show.
That's right.
I would be interested in reading that. I mean, you could have it as part of the Emily Stone series, but it also, you know, couldn't be, if you know, it's like Walker Texas Ranger, but his Hayes character, you know, basically is the Walker of the Old West or whatever. So
right.
I mean, yeah, I would love that. Okay, now that I put my 4 cents in, I want to not get hit. But no, okay.
So
you
was
know
that
how
enough of an answer for Dana?
I got this question yesterday. Either she's listening now or she listens in archives, and I'll know if that's enough of an answer in about like on Monday or Tuesday. I'll get a message of like, she needed to talk more, and I'm like, okay, we're not spending the whole 45 minutes talking about your question, Dana. We love you, but no. This is from Chuck. A lot of writers are dying off. Thanks, Chuck. I'm not going to die. Okay, but and other authors are taking over their work, like Robert B. Parker,
right?
And others.
Vince Flynn.
Exactly.
You know, Vince Flynn. I love Vince Flynn, his books.
So if you were offered to take over another author's series and characters, for one, would you? And who would you want to, if Vince Flynn, would you like to write?
Wow. Boy, these are great questions. It's actually something I've
these
never.
These are your fans. I'm not responsible.
I have never thought about that. I don't think I would. I mean, personally, because I just don't think, you know, especially as some of the authors that I love and I read all the time, I'm right in the middle of reading, I'm behind. I'm reading Jeffrey Deaver, his Lincoln Rhyme series.
Oh,
and
God, yes.
I love him to death. I actually got to meet him at a VoucherCon in 14. It was like the highlight of the whole convention for me. But I don't think I would. I just don't think I could do, you know, their work justice. I love the Lincoln Rhyme series just because I love the storyline. But
so if Jeff Deaver said to you, write one,
well,
would you?
If he was alive. I don't want him dead.
I know, but you know what I'm saying. You know,
I mean, if he put me in his will and said, if anything happens to me, could Jennifer Chase take on the Lincoln Riley series? I don't know.
I could see you writing her Amelia, okay? I could see you writing it.
Yes, I love her,
I mean, it's like her and Emily Stone should team up for a book.
That's right. Oh, that'd be awesome. Yes. Well,
you
know they wouldn't really like each other.
You could always write
Jeff
Deaver
and see if
he... I'm sorry?
They wouldn't like each other at first. You know that. When you get two, you know, alpha females together. But I think they would grow to respect one another.
I know, but it would be interesting if you talked to Jeff Deaver or messaged his people and, get Emily Stone and
can I bring
Amelia
your character into my books? Yeah.
Yeah, for one book, you know. But it would be really interesting playing in somebody else's universe, but
right.
Not playing in somebody else's universe.
Well, you just kind of go play on the playground for, you know, recess, and then you can leave, you know. It's not like...
It's not like J.D. Robb and Nora Roberts are the same author, but they wrote a book supposedly together. It's like, no, not enough. No. But I would... What literary character or characters, alive or dead, the author may be dead, but you know what I'm saying, would you like to play with?
Oh, my goodness.
Go ahead. It's free. Go ahead. And play around. Let's talk.
Well, let's see. I'd kind of like to meet Jack Reacher. He comes to mind. I don't know why he popped in my head. Especially some of Agatha Christie, you know.
Marple. Tommy, Perrault.
Definitely. So clever, and so it'd be fun to play. We'd be play with them for a while. You know, characters like that.
Now, may I give you my opinion, and you could shoot me later. You know me personally. You could shoot me later for this. I would love you to play with Spencer and Hawk.
Oh.
Not the TV Spencer. I'm talking the book Spencer.
The book, absolutely.
Yeah, you and Ace Atkins try to do a Spencer novel.
Wow.
Oh, God. Emily Stone and Spencer and Hawk. Oh, God.
Oh, I love those characters. I really do.
Oh, yeah. And it's like either that or Emily Stone visits the 87th Precinct. Good old Ed McBain. Yeah, it's like, Ed McBain is dead, but, you know, I would love Emily Stone to visit the 87th Precinct and talk with Steve Carella. Oh, my God. Yeah, yeah,
that
I don't know mysteries. You know that. Well,
there's
you
so many incredible characters. There's so many incredible characters out there.
I
really.
Know, but I'm not trying to tell you what not to do, but you got readership that would love this stuff. I don't know. I mean, I'm saying this. They to me would be amazing if you would do that. I mean, it's not something that you would just, a lot of people are, no offense to authors, they're dying. And
well, you know,
some of them.
One person brought up to me, they said, well, you know, the, you know, Jesse Stone series, they go, wouldn't that be cool that was Emily's cousin or uncle? Wouldn't that be, you know, combination? Because that's Parker's, you know.
Yeah.
Jesse Stone. And
yeah, I like him. He's
I like the character. It's, you know, whenever I like watching.
I could see it happening. Oh, yeah, my cousin Emily. Right.
Yeah, she would shake things up a little bit.
Yeah, I think so. And it would be an interesting thing. Now, on this subject, we have a Jennifer. And Jennifer asks, ever thought of doing a Kindle world? That's the one by Amazon that other authors write in your universe. And if you did, what authors would you get to write Emily Stone and other characters in the books?
Wow. That's a tough question.
These people ain't playing with an empty deck,
no,
you know? They got their magnums loaded and sending them to me.
Completely. It's like getting caught with your pants down or something. Wow.
And this is a Jennifer, too, so you can bond at least
name.
It's
Jennifers. So what you're saying is different authors would be writing different characters in your book?
Okay. Is Robin Peterman, and the reason I mention her, she has what they call a Kindle world.
Right.
And they basically... Here's her books. They can either take an aspect of a character in her book, a minor character or major character, or write their own short novella or whatever.
Like
a short story,
more of a short story.
More of a short story or, a 99-cent thing that they can buy, write and part of her Kindle world. And she's there as advisor to tell them, don't do this, don't do this, it's her world though. And they're not her characters, but she likes where some things are going. Now that doesn't mean she's going to use
them. I don't think I would do that with my Emily Stone series, but I do, I did start another series and I could see it maybe with some different characters that might be, I think you would learn a lot when other people start writing with your characters. I think you learn a lot about not only, your perspective on writing and where the story's going. I think it'd be a great learning experience. That's as if everybody plays nice, but I think it would be quite interesting.
They never play nice. Are you kidding?
Writers? No way.
I would love you to talk to, not today, but talk to Libby Fisher-Hellman and see if you guys could write something together. God, I would be like, oh, my God, yeah. And I'm just, there are a number of authors that write mystery, and I'm like, yeah, it's like, who can we pair Jennifer with?
It's tough writing with, I've never really had a project, it's been talked about in the past, of writing with another author on the same story. I don't know, I think with writing, I think, you should try everything you can. And because I'm always up for, learning something new and challenging myself. It's like with every Emily Stone book I write, I always feel this little kind of pressure and my stomach gets like butterflies because I want to make sure that, it's each, the big ending and the twists and all the weird things that happen and the action scenes, I challenge myself each time. So working with another author would be a challenge too. I don't
well,
know.
Well, it would be like playing tennis.
Yes.
Of you trying to serve and see what
well,
you can
go. Well, that's why you have
to
map out, how you approach it. Because I've known other authors who've done this. And it's always intriguing. It's like, wow, and they still talk to each other. So, you just
have readers that want to see you do another book or a future book with Emily. But, throw another author in. Yeah, as I said, I would love to you in a Jeff Deaver book or something. I would be amazed.
Oh, my gosh. You'd have to be like, I would faint at first. You'd have to pick me up off the floor. It would be just amazing.
Okay.
To...
I will bring smelling salts as long as it doesn't kill me. I will bring smelling salts. And if you get a call from Jeff Deaver and say, I heard you on the talk show. I want you to be my, I want you to try. I'm like, don't hit me. But all kidding
aside, and it'd be
aside,
like, "Hello, are you there? Are you there?" I'm on the floor.
And then you come on the show and say, "Yeah, Bennett, I got to tell you some news." And I'm like, "What the?" But so, who would you get that are alive, of course, for if they would do an Emily Stone Kindle world?
Gosh. My brain is moving. I don't know. You know, there's sometimes people make me laugh, like, be like, I wonder what David Baldacci would do. I love his, you know, a little more espionage, more, a little more has to do with the government. That's something today that's interesting. You know? I don't know.
Okay. More
well, we wouldn't, I wouldn't want Stephen King to grab her.
Oh, come on. Get Stevie to grab her. Get Stevie
then,
to grab her.
Oh,
yeah.
Readers would find out she's not real. She's actually a phantom, you know. So that's why she can get away with so much stuff, is that she's not really, you know, real in the way that we think she's real.
So I know that you have an upcoming book. Would you like to tell me a little more about it?
No. Yes, of course.
Okay, you do.
It's the sixth Emily Stone, and it's called Dead Cold. It's going to be released on May 17th, and it has been kind of long awaited. A few little bumps in the road this year, but we're back on schedule. And I don't want to give away too much, because over the next couple of weeks, I'll have a lot of fun sneak peeks on my website. And
see, I wanted to at least throw them a teaser that they can listen to this show again and go, yeah, you know, I'm not saying read from the book, but throw them a teaser that they can go, yeah, you heard it here. Oh, okay.
The teaser? Well, it has to do with the case. It's a serial killer. And what's happening is the local cops are finding frozen, dismembered body parts. And so this case is not like anything that she's ever done before. This particular killer is not like all the other, you know, the five other serial killers that she has dealt with. In fact, they think it's very possible. Emily did a profile, and the two people helping her are arguing with her. She does believe that it's very, very possible that it could be a serial killer. So, and it goes against everything what the cops believe. So that's my little teaser. It could be a woman.
Oh, how does your husband live with you? It's like, honey, I'm writing a book.
I
say it lovingly. Don't have him hit me.
Well, especially, you know, years ago, people I used to work with just went, wow, this stuff really goes through your mind. I had no idea. I used to work in the corporate world, the office world, you know, go to work, wear a suit, you know, instead of sit in your pajamas and write. But it's things he knows, he's learned that we could be out somewhere and I get very quiet, and he knows that I'm thinking like, oh, this would be a great piece in a story, or this could be a scene, or those kind of strange people over there would be good. You know, it inspires me. He knows when I get inspired, so he just lets me do what I need to do. You know, he's never said, oh, you exaggerate because you're a writer. So he's good that he doesn't say that. But
Mona just asked this question via Facebook. Thank you, Mona. Basically, she says, you work in your pajamas? What color are they?
Well, you know what I tried to find?
I was kidding, Mona.
I have very comfy pajamas. Not long sleeve like you know, flannel pajamas, but just very comfortable. It's getting warmer in California. I guess I could run out to the mailbox, and people probably wouldn't know I was in my pajamas, but it's the most comfortable. I put out an SOS not too long ago. I've been trying to find SpongeBob pajamas for adults. So if anyone
I have tried that too, and they don't have them. I have looked. They have Yoda, but they don't have SpongeBob.
Even if it's just pants or sweats or something, you know what I mean? I've put an SOS, and I had a few people go, oh, yeah, that shouldn't be any problem. Well, you know what?
Well, you know what you're getting for Christmas now. I will be on the hunt for yellow SpongeBob. You know,
well, you know
why? I have the character
laugh. And, you know, when you're writing, you know, there's parts of my books that are very serious and, you know, kind of disturbing. And, you know, I take breaks frequently just to kind of take a breath and refocus. But, hey, if I had SpongeBob pajamas on, I would just be happy. You know, it makes me laugh.
Well, I'm glad because I like hearing you laugh. And you got to – I promise me, we have to – you have to come back here. You're not done yet, but you have to come back here often. I like having you on. It's great to have
you like
on.
I love being on your show. It's fun. I get to talk about fun things, and I love the questions that
mine. These are your fans. They're not mine. Well, they're mine because they wrote me and they said ask her, you know, so I'm asking. But let me get to my homework because if not, these people will be very mad at me. On the 5th of May, yes, that's the next show, Dina Remmel will be in this hot seat. She'll be there. Jennifer will be out. Dina will be in. Dina has a new book coming up, and she will be here on May the 5th at 11 p.m. On the 10th, and this is, I think Jennifer needs to talk to this woman, Libby Fisher-Hellman will be here on the 10th at 6:30 on Let's Talk. And Nina Farrell will be here on the 12th. If you have not heard Elizabeth Black's show, Into the Abyss, I know who the guest was yesterday. Me. Okay. But she's going to be here on the 19th at 11 p.m. And Renee Mason will be here on the 17th at 6:30 on Let's Talk. And I've been waiting to have this gentleman on for about 6 months. Danny Queen, poet Danny Queen, will be talking his poetry, his life, and everything else on the 26th of May, and that'll be so much fun. So much fun. And by the way, just let you guys wet your whistle, Robin Peterman will be back here on June 23rd talking about her new Kindle World stuff, so it'll be... God, we'll be working. We'll be cooking with gas. So, yeah, hey, I love doing this show. I love because I have so many people. They want to come. It's like, yeah, I haven't done anything. If they want to come, so somebody asked me right now. They said, "Would you take on another character other than Emily Stone?"
Another series. Or
another character on the series, yeah.
Absolutely. And I do have another series that is with kind of a nerdy forensic guy and is more of a forensic mystery. A little bit tamer than Emily Stone, but a lot of fun. And I have a couple other things kind of under my hat right now that I've been working on with characters. So, you know... I love Emily Stone. When I go back and I'm writing an Emily Stone book, it's just like I feel like I'm home. I love writing. I have many more stories to put her in, and she's just a lot of fun. She keeps me on my toes. but I'm always open to other characters, so definitely.
Okay. It's not that they, this is from Angela, and she says that it's not that I don't love the novels, but have you thought of doing some short stories and putting it in a collection?
Yes, I have. I have some ideas of shorter stories with Emily Stone, little short bits, with different characters that she's actually interacted with through the series, and so I'm definitely, that is something on my plate. I I actually love writing short stories. It's a whole other, you have to really switch gears when you finish a novel and you switch over to short stories, because it's just a different dynamics, but it's a lot of fun. And
okay.
I like reading short stories, too, because if I don't have a lot of time, I mean, I'd love to be reading more than
well,
I do.
Well, you heard this. One of your, thank you, Angela is writing. Thank you for asking my question. Yeah. You're welcome, Angela. But all kidding aside, yes, she's listening. So, you know, she wants short stories. I know that
I
would be go ahead.
Well, more and more people, I think, are reading short stories, especially anthologies. It's just nice to sit down and you have so much time, whether it's in between a lunch hour or you just want to read something short in the evening from beginning to end. I think short stories are becoming more and more popular. A lot of the big authors are writing short stories too.
So,
especially Jeffrey Deaver's short stories.
I love Jeff Deaver, and you mentioned him, but would there be any other authors you would like to write with?
Oh, you're putting me on the spot again.
Hey, that's my job.
Well, you know who I just saw somewhere, I think he just won some award for his short story. You know, he's amazing.
Who's amazing? I'm sorry, it broke up.
Did you just... Sorry about that. It's probably my phone. Lawrence Block.
Oh, God. Give me
the
Thief series, and I'm a happy camper.
He's wonderful. And I just saw somewhere, maybe, I don't know if I saw it correctly, but I think Lawrence Block just won a major award for one of his short stories.
Yeah.
Just recently. I think it was one of the, what is the... Wow, it's Friday night.
Stop writing the Thief series.
I loved that. In fact, I have most of them in paperback, and I keep them. My husband's like, are you going to get rid of some of these books? No, don't touch my books. But I love that series.
Well, if Lawrence Block said to you, I'm tired of writing the Thief series, would you write it?
You know what? That
what?
One would be really fun.
Yeah, I think it would.
Only if Emily Stone could have a cameo in it.
Of course she would. I mean, you know, this is your... Yeah, Emily Stone would have a cameo, yeah. Yeah, put it towards the middle, not the beginning and not the end. Yeah, like, yeah.
The end, no.
Bernie Rodenbaugh needs to have, you know, either Emily Stone needs to buy a book on ancient history or whatever, and Bernie Rodenbaugh will sell it to her. Mm. Yeah, okay, we could buy that. Is there anybody else's universe you would like to play in?
Well...
I didn't say you have to be forever a fan. I'm just saying, anybody you want to play with.
You know, I actually kind of like a little bit of the fantasy genres and paranormal. So, I don't know. I just like to know what makes Stephen King's, you know, what makes his mind tick a little bit when he creates his some of his stories.
I'm not talking because I don't know, and I don't want to get killed. I'm already on his S list. So I panned him reading an audio, so yeah, I'm on his S list.
Well, you know
so,
who
yeah,
I would know. You know who I'd like to play in their universe just a little bit would be Dean Koontz.
Oh, God, yes.
He's just, because he writes a lot of different, some are more paranormal, some are just, you know, downright murder, killer, and I just, you know, I've read him for such a long time, and that would be a really fun arena.
Well, I'm not saying where you live, but he's about up the road from where you live, so it's like, yeah, come on, you know.
Yeah. We're in the
same...
Yeah,
go over and have lunch with him and see what he says, you know.
Well, you know he's a big dog lover, too.
Yeah, so bring your dog, you know, we're good, you know.
And I love
remember,
the fact
you
that
heard
he,
it here
he puts,
first. So.
Yep, he puts dogs in his stories, too, and I love that.
And I thought you would have somebody like the do it with Hap and Leonard or something. Oh, my God, yeah.
Joe Lansdale. Yeah, or Joseph Wamba.
Oh, well, is Wamba still with us? I don't think he's still with us. I think he passed away.
But you said whoever passed away.
Yeah, I know. Wamba would be great, yeah. And they're putting Police Story the second season on DVD. Oh God, I love that show. Oh yeah. I still have my copy from 5 years ago, the first season. Takes 5 years per season, I think. No, okay, all kidding aside, it's a great, great show. I love that show.
I think Joseph. Well, I think he is still alive. I always hate, you know, saying somebody isn't and they are. But he's got to be pretty old, too.
Yes, he is. Let me ask you a question. How can these lovely people get a hold of you? I don't mean personally. I don't mean knock on your door tomorrow. I'm a fan. No.
The best way is I have a website, which is authorjenniferchase.com. And from there, it makes it really easy to connect with Facebook and Twitter. And you can see what books are coming out. You can read excerpts. You can see the little 5-minute Emily Stone book series.
Oh, yes,
trailer.
I wanted to get to that video, but
we
have enough time. Yeah, I watched it. I thought it was fascinating. I mean, I thought this was your book trailer. It is that good. It's amazing.
They're a pretty amazing crew. But it's more about kind of gives that flavor of who she is. I didn't want one for just one book. I wanted to have something that, you know, gives that flavor of who Emily Stone is.
Well, I'll tell you, you should have writer, director, actress G.A. Helser direct an Emily Stone movie of yours or whatever. That would be amazing.
Wow.
She has two of her books that she has done to film, so I am amazed, and I would love if she would do Emily Stone for you. But I'm prejudiced. You can't tell. I love GA. I love Amanda. I can get away with calling her Amanda. But I love GA Hauser, and if you haven't read her books, you should. I'm not trying to take your time on this, dear. But
no, that's fine. No, I love it because I learn things. I learn things when I'm on your
God. Thank you. I try to teach. Okay, so they would write you at your site. Brad asks, are you doing any personal appearances soon?
Not in the near future. There's some things kind of in the works. You mean book signings or speaking engagements, things
book
like that?
Book signings, speaking engagements, Mala Domestica.
Nothing is going on, just it's in the works. So anything will be, I'll update on my site and on my author Facebook page.
You realize you do Mala Domestica here next year. We are doing lunch. Yes, you all can watch, but I'm going to have lunch with the lovely Jennifer Chase. Yes, I'm having lunch with Jennifer Chase. And my friend who doesn't read goes, who is that? She's an author. Oh, that's nice. So I will have a lovely lunch with her when she comes this side of the bay, and you know, because that's usually in Bethesda. Because I just had lunch with Elaine Veitch, so it's like, oh yeah, next year, Jennifer Chase.
That's right. No, that would be really fun. I've been wanting to get to the East Coast. Definitely.
Well, come. What can I tell you? All kidding aside, if I haven't said thank you for coming, it's been lovely. You and I have to get together, and in about 2 months, 3 months, I want you back on the airwaves.
Oh, definitely. There'll be some more things going on, and maybe some interesting news on Movie Friend, or who knows what can happen in 3 months. So, but it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much for having me on your show.
I love being you here. Dina Rem will be here on the 5th, folks. Good night. Fly right. Be well. Be safe. Good night.